Today's podcast is sponsored by one of my favorite plant-based skincare lines, Osea Malibu. Osea puts your health and the health of our planet first with potent skincare solutions that are pure, safe, and effective.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 62, Anti-Inflammatory Foods and How to Include Them in Your Diet. I chose this subject today because I reference inflammation so often in this podcast. I thought it was time to hone in on it because chronic inflammation is the root cause of all disease. Before we get started, I want to thank all of you for reaching out to me and for your kind words. Those words inspire me to work harder and serve you better. If you have any podcast subjects you would like me to address, please let me know. Just send me an email at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Oh, and if we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan, the podcast, Ordinary Vegan, the website, Ordinary Vegan CBD oil from hemp, and our famously large health and wellness communities on Facebook, over 310,000 strong. Please come and join us at facebook.com/ordinaryvegan or in our group, facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. And please follow me on Instagram @ordinaryvegan. And if you make an Ordinary Vegan recipe, please post a photo and #ordinaryvegan. I simply love photos. I will also be adding to that list Ordinary Vegan 5-Ingredient Plant-Based Cookbook, which I am working on right now and will be released in January. I am very excited for my first cookbook, and it will also cover a lot of the subjects like healthy fats, carbs, protein, and everything I can include to help transition or help maintain a healthy plant-based diet for you. So life is busy, and I am grateful for every minute of it. And I couldn't do any of it without all of you. So thank you for being here and for supporting me. Now, let's talk about inflammation. First, what is inflammation? According to Live Science, inflammation is a vital part of the immune system's response to injury and infection. It is the body's way of signaling the immune system to heal and repair damaged tissue, as well as defend itself against foreign invaders such as viruses and bacteria. Without inflammation as a physiological response, wounds would fester and infections could become deadly. So inflammation protects us and helps us heal and refers to your body's process of fighting against things that can harm it, such as infections, injuries, and toxins. So that is the positive side. But when the inflammation response is constantly being set off, over time it can damage the body instead of healing it. There are generally two types of inflammation, acute and chronic inflammation. Acute inflammation is of relatively short duration, lasting from minutes to days, depending on the extent of the problem. Subacute inflammation is the period between acute and chronic inflammation. It may last 2 to 6 weeks. Chronic inflammation happens when inflammation lingers, leaving your body in a constant state of alert. Over time, chronic inflammation may have a negative impact on your tissues and your organs. and can play a role in a host of diseases, including type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, heart disease, and even depression. Several things can cause chronic inflammation, including untreated cause of acute inflammation, such as an infection or an injury, or an autoimmune disorder, which involves your immune system mistakenly attacking healthy tissue. Acute inflammation often causes noticeable symptoms such as pain, redness, or swelling, but chronic inflammation symptoms are usually more subtle, and they can include fatigue, fever, rashes, chest pain, abdominal pain, or things even like mouth sores. And these symptoms can range from mild to severe and last for several months or years. Often, as we age, there is a decline in immune function, so it is very important that we consume lots of anti-inflammatory foods. But the benefits of lots of anti-inflammatory foods are also very important for young people, because young people today have so much stress and anxiety, and too much stress can impact negatively on a young person's health and cause inflammation. This inflammation can manifest in many ways, like fatigue and fever and rash or irritability or joint pain or swelling. Inflammation can also lead to depression, and depression can cause inflammation. A study done in 2018 also raised the possibility that stress may cause autoimmune disease, such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, because it found a higher incidence of autoimmune diseases among people who were previously diagnosed with stress-related disorders. In 2015, a UCLA study discovered that depression, anxiety, and even loneliness can trigger cellular changes that result in chronic inflammation, predisposing individuals to chronic medical conditions like heart disease, stroke, cancer, and Alzheimer's. So it is never too early or too late to take all the measures you can to protect yourself from chronic inflammation. So how do we do that? We eat the foods that protect us from chronic inflammation and avoid the foods that can cause it. We also need to learn how to include these foods in our diet on a regular basis. And I am here to help you accomplish that. Before we discuss those specific anti-inflammatory foods, I would like to thank today's sponsor, Osea Malibu. I discovered plant-based Osea way back in the 90s, and it was one of the first vegan skincare lines on the market. I especially love their anti-aging balm. Osea can help reveal and illuminate your natural radiance, whether you're looking for hydration, oil balancing, anti-aging, or blemish solutions. And take it from me, it smells and feels so lovely. Not only that, Osea Malibu is formulated with all skin concerns in mind. Osea makes products infused with sustainably sourced organic Patagonian seaweed and active botanicals. To purchase Osea Malibu, go to oseamalibu.com and use the coupon code ordinaryvegan, all one word, to get $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Thank you, Osea Malibu, for sponsoring today's podcast. Now let's talk about some food ingredients that can help us stay young, healthy, and fight chronic inflammation. Some of these ingredients we have spoken about before, but I know I provide you with a lot of information, and we can never talk too much about the healing properties of certain foods. So many whole plant foods have anti-inflammatory effects, but some plants are better than others. in people who eat 5 a day of high antioxidant foods have a significantly better impact of reducing systemic inflammation. And if I might add, liver dysfunction, compared to 5 a day of the most common low antioxidant foods. The first high oxidant food that I want to bring up are blueberries, one of my favorites. I know I mention blueberries often, especially since the antioxidants in blueberries can improve memory and cognitive function in young and older adults, which we spoke about in the Eating the Rainbow for Optimal Health podcast number 56. Because blueberries contain neuroprotective polyphenols. But they also have powerful chemicals that help regulate your immune system, which can reduce chronic disease, and studies back that up. Your body produces natural killer cells, also known as NK cells, which help keep your immune system functioning properly. In one study, men who consumed blueberries every day produced significantly more NK cells than men who did not. NK cells play a major role in the host rejection of both tumors and infected cells. And blueberries are low in calories, versatile, and taste delicious. You can throw a handful into your yogurt, add them to a salad, or eat warm, frozen blueberries with some granola. They don't always have to be fresh. They can be frozen. Today, I started my day with a Brainiac smoothie, which is simply made by adding 1 cup of blueberries, 1 cup of blue or black grapes, seedless, 2 cups of non-dairy, unsweetened almond milk, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, and 2 tablespoons of ground flax. I put those ingredients into a blender and I processed until it was smooth. So yummy and an easy way to get a daily dose of blueberries. That recipe serves too, and you can use frozen blueberries. The next powerful anti-inflammatory food is broccoli. Broccoli is rich in sulforaphane, an antioxidant which inhibits chemicals like cytokines. Cytokines play a broad role to help the immune system respond to diseases. Cytokines can be good when stimulating the immune system to fight foreign pathogens or attack tumors, but they can also be bad when their expression causes inflammatory disease. Broccoli inhibits the pro-inflammatory cytokine production that causes inflammatory disease. Sulforaphane also suppresses something called NF-KB. Broccoli also inhibits NF-KB, a protein complex which drives inflammation. It's another good cop, bad cop protein complex. It also induces cancer cell destruction and inhibits all chemicals that are responsible for chronic inflammation. Sulfur-rich vegetables are usually fibrous, non-leafy greens that emit a distinctive odor from the sulfur. When eaten raw or lightly steamed, the sulfur compounds remain very active. Since a shortage of sulfur can contribute to many age-related inflammation problems like stiff muscles and painful joints, sulfur-rich foods like broccoli can help reduce the symptoms. And studies have shown that sulfur can even help block the formation of a type of cell involved in rheumatoid arthritis development. Broccoli is also deeply concentrated with vitamin C, making it very beneficial for immunity. I recommend broccoli every single day, or at least aim for at least 5 servings of broccoli per week, which equals about 3 cups. Broccoli, lightly steamed, tossed with ground pine nuts, served over whole wheat pasta, is one of my favorite meals. In podcast number 4, How a Plant-Based Diet Can Help Prevent and Treat Cancer, I provided a delicious 4-serving broccoli soup recipe that you can snack on throughout the week. Let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and turn that broccoli soup recipe into a 5-ingredient recipe that anyone can make and will be in my upcoming book. All you need is 1 pound of broccoli separated into florets, 1/2 cup of chopped onions, 3 garlic cloves chopped, 1/3 cup of vegetable broth for sautéing, plus 4 cups for the soup, 1 tablespoon of dried basil, and some salt and ground black pepper to taste. To prepare, coarsely chop the broccoli. In a large soup pot, heat 1/3 cup of vegetable broth. Add the onion, the dried basil, the salt, and pepper, and cook it until it's soft and translucent, about 5 minutes. Then add the garlic cloves and cook for another minute. Add the broccoli and vegetable broth and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to low and simmer uncovered for about 10 minutes or until the broccoli is fork tender. Let it cool and then place it in a blender or food processor and process the soup until smooth. Return the soup to the soup pot and gently reheat. Taste and adjust the seasonings. And serve. Each cup contains only 50 calories and 4 grams of protein. The next food group for fighting inflammation are avocados. Avocados are a great source of healthy monounsaturated fat and antioxidants, which can dampen your body's inflammatory response. In fact, the anti-inflammatory properties of avocados are so strong that they may actually offset less healthy food choices. For example, a study in the Journal of Food and Function studied markers of inflammation in the blood of participants after they ate a hamburger, either with avocado or without avocado. The researchers found that including avocado reduced inflammatory response in the participants compared with eating the hamburger alone. I am not advocating hamburgers, but how powerful is that? The avocado protected the participants' blood triglyceride levels, so never underestimate the power of an avocado. If you suffer from arthritis, the Arthritis Foundation chose avocado as one of the best fruits for reducing inflammation and osteoarthritis symptoms. The next food is tart cherries. Tart cherries get their rich red color and many of their powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant benefits from the flavonoid anthocyanin. And if you remember from podcast number 56, Eating the Rainbow for Optimal Health, anthocyanin are the pigments that give red, purple, and blue vegetables and fruits their rich coloring. Anthocyanins offer anti-inflammatory, antiviral, and anti-cancer benefits. Some studies have used the concentrated juice of cherries to relieve joint pain and compared the positive effects to anti-inflammatory drugs. The easiest way to consume cherries is to buy frozen cherries, microwave them, and add them to yogurt or oatmeal. Or you could buy some tart cherry juice to consume or consume them fresh during cherry season. The next anti-inflammatory ingredient you should consume every day are ground flax seeds. Flax is one of the richest sources of omega-3 fatty acids, making it a good alternative to fatty fish. And it contains phytochemicals called lignans, which have been touted for their anti-inflammatory effects. Lignans are polyphenols found in plants, but ground flax seeds are the number one richest dietary source. Lignans are also the principal source of phytoestrogens in the typical Western diet. Studies show that phytoestrogens could help prevent bone loss in women because when women age, estrogen levels drop, making them more vulnerable to osteoporosis. I recommend 2 tablespoons of ground flax seed in your diet every single day. You can add ground flax to almost anything, soups, stews, oatmeal, and smoothies. The last anti-inflammatory food I would like to mention are nuts, in particular, walnuts. Walnuts have a higher antioxidant activity and significantly more healthy omega-3 fats than any other common nut. They contain sky-high levels of alpha-linolenic acid, which is a type of omega-3 fat known for its anti-inflammatory properties. And I love making a walnut mushroom pate. All you do is toast 1 cup of walnuts in a dry skillet over medium heat for a couple of minutes. You keep shaking the pan so you don't burn them, and as soon as they start browning, remove them from the heat and set aside. Then heat 1/3 cup of vegetable broth in the large sauté pan. Add 1/2 cup of chopped onion and 2 cups of sliced mushrooms and sauté until the onions and mushrooms are softened. Then add 4 chopped garlic cloves and cook for another minute. Add 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh rosemary and some salt and pepper to taste. Let it cool and then add that mixture with the walnuts into a food processor and pulse until you have a pate texture. Let it chill overnight before serving. It tastes delicious spread on some whole grain bread or stuffed into celery sticks. Now, on to the bad news. Foods that can cause inflammation include refined carbohydrates such as white bread and processed muffins and pastries, fried foods like French fries, soda and other sugar-sweetened and even non-sweetened soda because of the chemicals, red meat, butter, margarine, shortening, and lard, and anything processed. I'm sure you're not surprised by the foods that can cause inflammation, but it's a nice reminder to, before you order those French fries, to think about that. I hope today's podcast helps you choose the right anti-inflammatory foods so you can reduce your risk of illness. That's it. Please remember to go to oseamalibu.com and check out all their plant-based beauty products and use coupon code ORDINARYVEGAN, all in one word, for $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. If you get a chance, please write a review in iTunes and Spotify. The more reviews we receive, the more opportunity we get to spread the plant-based message. Go to ordinaryvegan.net for this week's show notes and for all my natural vegan CBD products made from hemp. My number one goal is to help you live a long and high-quality life, and I hope today's information increases your odds of achieving that. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.